to ICANN Attitude. This is the Baker's Dozen for me, my 13th time. Some of you, I learned today, this is your 14th time for Mrs. Zeeden. And others of you, this is your very first time. So that being the case, one quick housekeeping thing, really quick up front. If you've got a mute button on your phone, can you use it, please? Just hit the little mute button, and then there's no confusing because you can see that it's illuminated. And that way, when it's your turn to talk, all you got to do is hit it again. You don't have to hit like star six, or you can do that, but most communication devices, a phone, a landline, a cell phone, most of them have a little mute button. It needs to become your best friend on conference call lines from here on out, okay? I know I'm being facetious, but for the love of God and all things that are sane, please, we're begging you. We don't care how nice your kids or grandkids are, okay? We don't. We don't want to hear them, all right? So hang on one second. I need to get a keep trying on this. We got people who are still trying to get in, and I'm running. Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of O's in cash. So maybe I should pay some of you, depending on how many zeros you have. You're not helping, Carol. Sorry, a little distraction here. Oops. Don't do that. Okay. I'm trying to get the numbers to people who are desperately trying to get in. You do need to enter, by the way, every time you dial in, you do need to continue to hit 1536 and then the pounds. I think you have to put the hit the pound sign. Okay. We're still missing one more. So here's the narrative of tonight. I don't need to really explain this because all of you know what you need to do, what you need to share, your name, your state, where you currently live. If you were a military brat and you got moved around a lot during childhood, that's great, but we don't care. We just want to know where you're living now, okay? Because that gives us a point of reference. I encourage you, every one of you, have a pen and paper handy. If you're not driving, if you're not out and about, you shouldn't be out and about. That's one of the many benefits of what we're going through right now. But write people's names down. You just have to write their first name. And if you missed it, I'll repeat them. You're going to hear from people who some are seasoned experts at having an ICANN attitude. When they share their goals, you're going to hear things and go, oh, wow, I'd like to know more about her story. I'd like to get her phone number or his number. I'd like to call them and find out why they're doing it that way. So write down their first name. And then just start your own little list because you may end up doing three ways with these people. Chances are one of these people on the line tonight is going to become your business buddy. And it wouldn't hurt to get to know them. And the other thing I would ask is if you can avoid the multitasking, I'm sure that solitaire competition coming this weekend, the International Solitaire Championship, I'm sure it's coming to a neighborhood near you, and you need to be, you know, you need to be playing solitaire on your computer while you're listening and while you're taking part. If you'll just let it lie for a few minutes, it'll still be there. I'm going to have that and many other pithy sayings on my tombstone. And one of them is, if it's on a screen, it'll still be there. I guarantee you, YouTube is not going to disappear anytime soon. So if you're multitasking, you know, just save it. Do it some other time because you can't do it. So here's how we're going to do this. There's quite a few of us on the line. I have asked that you share four things: your name, what state you're calling from, what your current occupation is, or former occupation, however you want to be identified. Mine changes daily, depending on what hat I'm wearing. I got offered a job yesterday. I'm not going to take it. I'm not interested in it. I don't work. I play. And then one, or if you can share your goals in a matter of seconds, we all get 30 to 60 seconds. And here I'm burning up a bunch of our time, our precious time, because of just doing the housekeeping thing. So again, mute your line on your phone, but when it's your turn to talk, be ready to talk. And then two other things I need to cover right quick. And I put this in a text. Maybe some of you received it, maybe some of you did not. By next Thursday, I do need to have your goals, not on a postcard, but not like last time. I did not know how difficult it is to find postcards. I'm sorry. I need to have it texted to me or emailed. Either one. Don't care. Utilize 21st century technology and just get it to me. It can be one goal. It can be a series of goals. Okay? I've already received several of them, and they are awesome. They are stellar. I'm so excited what we're going to be celebrating 12 weeks from now, because these goals are just amazing. So I'm going to share mine last. The last shall be first, the first shall be last. So you'll have to wait to hear mine. But I'm going to kick it off with Doug Needen Reap. Doug and Charlene, you'll get to meet them 2 weeks from tonight. What an amazing story this guy has. Doug and Charlene, they live in Reno, Nevada. Let's see, what's his occupation? He is a hardware expert. He's currently employed by Home Depot. And here are the four goals that he sent me in rapid fire fashion. Number one, update or replace all old Niken products. Number two, learn more about Niken's new grounding technology. Number three, get up to speed with the new Niken, get reacquainted with the website, product videos, etc. And number four, fine-tune my who in focusing my personal recruiting activity. And I would add the neat thing about Doug and the neat thing about Doug and Charlene, they became wellness consultants yesterday. And that's not an April Fool's joke. They are
Wow.
excited. I know. Wow. Pretty cool, huh? And
Yeah.
guess who's really excited for them is their sponsor. You want to take a guess who their sponsor is? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm pretty stoked. I mean, I like when I sponsor one person, but when a team comes on, ooh, this is like you're in tall weeds now. Anyways, I'm done. Who wants to go second? Oh, and by the way, there's a product called 10-5 or 10-6. I know you folks call it 10-4. Guess who just took a shot of it and chugged it on down? So, Addie Jane, I know your line is not muted, so why don't you go next?
Thank you. I learned how to use my mute button. We learn every day. My name's Hattie Jane Derricott. I live 20 minutes out of Washington, D.C., in Northern Virginia at Falls Church. And my goal for this program is to be consistent in follow-up over the next weeks. And I will be adding to those goals. Thank you, Vance.
Thank you, Hattie Jane. And now you're going to push your mute button, right?
Again, thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
Hi, Vance.
Go ahead.
My name is Rita Hand. I live in New Hampshire. I'm a Niken consultant, a former security guard for General Electric, and I am now paid as a platinum consultant. Well paid as a platinum consultant.
Holy skimoli, that's awesome. I'm liking that. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is Elaine in Utah. I'm a former teacher, always a teacher, and a singer and a singing teacher.
and an ECAM consultant. My goal is to go silver. I have several. Another goal is to actually write out my affirmations and say them every day, because I keep thinking about it, but I never do. And another goal is to keep up an amazing, new, pretty tight, concise schedule that I have, and specifically to fine-tune the how of what I do. Jeff Eisen mentioned it. Dave mentioned it. Luis has mentioned it. You know, how are you going to get the information that you want, especially in this time, to other people?
Thank you, Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
And just an FYI, if I can break up in here, Elaine already texted me. Several people have, and I'm not picking on Elaine or saying she's the poster child for, you know, being proactive. But by next Thursday, I really need to have these, and there's a reason why. I'll explain that at the end. But one, contact five people a week in a relationship-building way. Two, three of those on auto-ship. I don't know if that's three a week you're going to get on auto-ship. Elaine, can you consider reneging your sponsor and join underneath me? Because if you're going to get three people on auto ship every week, I want you on my team. And then
no,
that's
right. Wait, you're cute.
And then three, write affirmations and say them daily. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Hey, Debbie Davis, as a little commercial here, Debbie Davis was not able to be on the line last session every Tuesday night, and I spoke with her this week, and she said, Vance, I wasn't on the call every Tuesday night, the reporting call, but I was with you guys in spirit because I connected with Jeannie Zeden and Elaine Matthews. I think she said she connected with you ladies daily, maybe, I'm not sure, but she said, I added 10 customers in February, and I think it was four of them got on auto ship. 10 customers and four on auto ship? Wow. See, the beautiful thing about Debbie, she's not in our organization, but she's part of my inheritance. So I like her even more than I. Anyway, I'm just kidding. No, no, trust me. Let's keep going. Who's next?
Hey, this is Jeannie. And
go ahead, Jeannie.
Easy Dan. My name is Jeannie Zeden. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I have been a pitch woman, I guess, for many, many years. And presently am not because of our wonderful situation. I'm kind of enjoying being at home, taking care of things. My one goal I wanted to say tonight, is because I'm working on these, is I have accomplished Club TI by the end of June 2020.
And Jeannie, for the record, because that's also a goal of one of our brand new members that I'm going to highlight here, is that we have a member, and we'll hear from him here in a few minutes, and you've done this program. This is your 14th time. And
yes.
David Anderson, this is his first time, and he already sent me his goals, and one of them is Club Ki as well. So
okay.
So this is going to be fun. And there's more than the two of you that have written that down. And I'm using it as a compare and contrast. Again, you've done this. This is your 14th time. This is David's first time. So, and one of the things that, Jeannie, I love the way you say it, so I'm going to let you say it. What does this program cost us? Again?
Maybe about 30 minutes a day at the most.
So it's a time investment. That's all it costs.
It's time, yes. And we've been gifted
time.
With some time, at least the next 30 days. So. Anyway.
I like that perspective. Yeah, there's no excuses, people. If you've ever wanted time, we got lots of it now. Thank you. Thank you, COVID. We appreciate your gift. Thank you, Jeannie.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay, my name's David, and since you mentioned my name, I'll go next, if that's okay.
Absolutely, David.
Okay, my name's David. I live in Wisconsin. I'm 74 years old. I was a financial planner, and then I was a cop reporter and an editor of a small-town newspaper in Northern California. I do have the goal of Club Ki, plus an additional 3,000 PV because I didn't have a great first quarter, so I need to make that up to make Team Kaizen. I have the goal of walking 2 miles a day, losing 10 pounds. I want to spend half an hour a day meditating, and I am in Toastmasters and want to make 3 Toastmaster speeches in this quarter. That's 39 seconds. That's it.
David, I knew we were going to be fast friends because I did Toastmasters as a teenager. My mom forced my brother and I to do it. I was terrified, but yeah, but I get it. I get you. And I like the extra 3,000 on top. That's
sure.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
And I should add, I've been in Nikan for 20 years. So I've been around the block more than once. And okay. So I'm not like a novice. I haven't done this program seriously, but I'm new to this program, but not new to Nikan.
All right. Thank you, David.
Hi, Vance. This is Lucretia. I'll go.
Go for it, Lucretia.
All right. So my name is Lucretia Dodd. I live in Northern California. Current job is a pharmacy tech, wellness consultant, and also a health coach. This is my third time around in the ICANN, and I sent this text message to Vance, so I will read it. So what I said was, I'm in for the third round as I want to build a profound mindset in this next chapter, start to delicately create business or a business of 10 women who will join me in Nikan and use products, be a customer, and grow themselves to be an advocate for wellness through Nikan and mindset. And then my personal vision is that I have it in me, and I believe that in order for the special team of women to help me rock this mic of health is out there, and that they will join me, and we will make and deliver great music of wellness through our community. ICANN 3 for me.
I got a white hanky, and I'm waving it right now. Preach it, sister. Come wow. on.
Bring it on.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be fun. Thank you, Lucretia.
You're welcome.
Norma, Missouri?
Go ahead, Norma. Oh, wow. Wait. Was this the same Norma that rocked the house on the sizzle call tonight?
Do I get a bonus?
Hey, and let me, Norma, before you share, let me remind everybody, every single day, it's a 10-minute introductory call. Now, today's was a little different because we got to hear from Norma, one of our own. And, man, yeah, you do get a bonus. You should get a bonus because you talked about my favorite topic, my favorite subject, me. You put a plug in for the ICANN clan. And you did it beautifully, and you talked about your growth as a person and success in life, and you hit on so many things. I'm just sitting there going, holy smokes, I think you took some of that 10-5 or 10-6 or 10-4 before you got on the sizzle call because it was sizzling. And it didn't talk about your Nikan story so much, but you talked about healthy mind. You talked about healthy society. You hit on so many things. That call happens every day, folks. 5:30 p.m. on the West Coast, 8:30 on the East Coast. Get in on it and use it. That was my third one this week. And when we plug people into it, our business will grow. So anyhow, thank you, Norma, for sharing tonight with Dennis Williams. It was stellar.
Thank you. Well, mine, I want to encourage my downline to grow without being pushy. But their choices. I want to get 2 new consultants and 10 new auto ships.
And Norma, you did say you're from Missouri. And occupation?
Oh, sorry. I'm a retired nurse. I even wrote
retired
it down so I wouldn't
nurse.
Forget it.
Thank Bad. You, Norma.
This is Ron.
We've got a few. Go ahead, Ron.
It's I'm in Michigan, Lake Orion, about an hour north of Detroit. And since 1978, I went from being a business owner technician of an auto repair shop to an independent contractor for that shop. And now I'm an employee of that shop. At least I was until Friday. And now there's no work. So, and my list of financial goals for the next 12 weeks would be to continue introducing 10 or more people to NECAN philosophies and solutions each week, enroll one new customer or more each week for the next 12 weeks, enroll a minimum of 5 new AutoShip customers over the next 12 weeks, find and enroll 3 or more people looking for a business and help them achieve the executive rank and achieve the rank of silver. And I've been around the block a time or two with NECAN also. I've been with NECAN for, I think, 23 years, and this is my 5th time doing ICANN.
Okay. And, Ron, you have an ally, other than your business buddy, Sandy Martin, but you have an ally that some of us don't have. Do you want to introduce her?
My ally is my wife, and she's sitting right next to me tonight.
Hi, everyone. This is Renee.
And Renee, and by the way, I know I've said this before, but I am so thrilled beyond words that we get to hear your voice every Thursday night.
I'm
no
so glad
no
it was com-
no
from
no competing against bowling. I mean, I love bowling just as much as the next person, but I'm glad we don't have to compete against your bowling schedule now.
Me too. I'm so glad about that. Well, I too live in Lake Orion with my husband Ron, and I have written down my goals for the next 12 weeks. Oh, and also my background is health food stores. I started working in a health food store when I was only 18 years old, and I ended up working at one particular store for 3.5 years, going away to Hawaii for a little while, coming back, managing a health food store for the same family for another 6 years, and then quitting work there to open up our own health food store for 7 years. And then we closed that to have our family. And then I worked another additional 6 years at our local health food store in town. And NECAN is my at-home health food store. I can do my business here without having the bricks and mortar of a health food store. And I absolutely love it. Anyways, my goals, I have 7 or more conversations a week with someone new about NECAN. I have 16 or more new customers, 12 or more who are on AutoShip, and I have 4 or more new business partners with us who rank executive or above. That's my goal for 12 weeks.
And again, folks, if you don't have the luxury of having a partner, there's no such thing as a Lone Ranger. Lone Ranger had Tonto. Batman had Robin. Abbott had Costello. Superman had who? Oh, no, Superman was a solo. No. Clark Kent had Lois Lane. Every significant person out there, there's an ally. That's why we have the Business Buddy program. And Renee and Ron are not business buddies together. Okay? You'll hear about this more later. It's more better. Right? That's how the elementary school kids say it.
Yeah.
And this is muy grande, okay? Ochen harasho. And I can go on a few other languages if you want me to, but it just is what it is. So Ron and Renee are going to leverage each other's strengths this next 12 weeks, and it's going to be fun. Okay, we've got a few more, and again, I apologize. We've already passed the bottom of the hour, but we're going to keep the ball rolling. Thank you, Renee.
Vance?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Andy. I knew you'd want to jump in with the power couple from Michigan.
Well, not really. They're so awesome. But it's just the time's running out. Anyway, this is Sandy Martin from Ohio. I was formerly a worker with the government, and now I'm retired as a wellness consultant. My goals are very specific to get me where I need to go. On the next two Mondays, I will assign to my planner a five-hour slot each week to work my Niken business. 2 to 3 hours will be spent in customer prospect contact. The next hour to learn the way to be more productive technically, be better with the computer, Facebook, phone, et cetera, all these tools that people know how to use really well, and I'm fair. And the last hour will be spent watching informative Niken videos. After the 2 weeks are up, the effectiveness of this plan will be assessed.
Wow.
And
thank you, Sandy. And by the way, I was talking to someone about you today, and I can't remember who it was. And Sandy is, oh my goodness, I could brag on everybody, but Sandy, you're a constant inspiration to me, because when I get to be the young age that you are, I want to be as active as you are. So. And there are people there are people on this group that are older than you, Sandy. And it's going to be really, really fun. So thank you. Who's next?
Well, when you use Niken, you can do that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Vance.
Yes, go ahead.
This is David Jones in Columbus, Ohio. And
Dr. Jones.
Yes. Formerly a personal trainer, and I also, along with Niken, I currently do something called muscle activation techniques, which is pretty cool. Using range of motion on a massage table, I'm able to find and correct muscle imbalances, and it gets really cool results. I do that along with Niken. And goals. One of the main goals is to be more committed and consistent with writing down my goals. I have not been good with that over the next 12 weeks, 3 months. I plan to have three new consultants and five customers.
Wow. And David, did you tell people you're from Ohio?
Columbus, Ohio, yes.
Yes, okay. And David, just as a personal note of thank you, for being part of this group.
Pleasure.
If you ever have the opportunity to go to Humans Being More, then I give everybody a free piece of advice. Pick your partner wisely. David and I got to not only be partners at Humans Being More a little over a year ago, but we were also roommates for that experience. You changed my life, brother. So thank
you.
Wow.
Back at you, because it was an awesome experience for me as well.
So, and the only reason I'm getting a little bit emotional is because my wife is supposed to be in Nairobi, Kenya right now, but this thing called COVID kind of changed that. And what I shared with you in putting goals on paper, on that life cycle, on that dream chart, whatever you want to call it, we're having to kind of put those on hold for a little while, because it just is what it is. And so everybody's adapting and changing, and it's okay. It's okay. I've got a better relationship with my wife. My brother just texted me some stuff. Our business is just going crazy, and we can't even keep up. So, again, thank you, David, for stepping up and being part of the group. All right. I know we've got more on the line.
Yes, Miller.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Thank you. Go ahead, Janice.
No, thank you. I didn't realize I was muted. Muted, yes. I am committed to working in this program and staying on task and keeping all the homework going and committed to making those calls on a daily, weekly basis to get to the next step in this program called NECAN. And more will be revealed as we go along.
Absolutely. And Janice, home for you is where again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Phoenix, Arizona, and this is probably, I don't know, I've been on this call for the last 3 years, whatever that means.
And
I didn't count them.
What was or is your occupation?
Yeah, I'm a retired teacher who works as often as she can, but now I'm just spending long times at home.
Thank you. Okay. Let's keep going. And I am going to apologize in advance if the rain pounding on my roof of my truck is irritating, but I'll keep trying to mute myself out as often. But who's next?
This is Carol John. I'll go next.
Go ahead, Carol.
I'm from Salt Lake, but living in deserted Denver, Colorado right now. And there are 300s in Colorado. Retired from the phone company for the past 10 years, been with Beacon for 5 years. I've done the ICANN program 13 years. I fell off the horse last go around, but I'm getting back in the saddle. And my goals are to be gold by December 31st, 2020, to write out my goals and affirmations and read them every day and have 10 customers on AutoShip. And I just sold a waterfall to a customer, and I'm going to get her on AutoShip, so I've got 19 to go.
Way to go, Carol. Thank you.
Hey, Vance, I'll go. Tyra.
Good evening, Tyra. Go for it.
This is Tyra Andrews in New Jersey, and I work as an Epic trainer for NYU Hospital. I've been NECAN consultant, very active, I would say, the last 2 years. And my goal is to be qualified silver for the next 3 months that I'm in ICANN Attitude. And what that means is a 4,000 OV, organizational volume, and a 2,000 PPV. So that consistency. And to develop three of my consultants who are currently active, to develop them to their next level. And that would be to find out what their next level is and support them in reaching that goal. And auto ship orders, 5 more auto ship orders. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Tyra. And again, I know I say different things about different folks, but Tyra is one of those that's been an inspiration to me ever since I first met her. And so thank you as well for putting up with my crazy shenanigans and being part of the group.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Vance, this is Carol.
Good evening, Karen.
I am also known as Vance's infamous or famous business buddy, whichever way you want to look at it. I live in La Crosse, Wisconsin, about 2 hours or so north of David Anderson. My occupation is I'm a retired dental hygienist. I currently am a naturopath working with holistic wellness and a certified wellness, certified yoga instructor and a personal development facilitator. My goals, my ultimate goal with NECAN is to achieve Club Ki on or before June 16th. And in order to do that, I'm making shifts which COVID-19 was going to push me into. It pushed me into it, but I was thinking of it anyway. And right now I'm using my time learning marketing skills online and how to do that more efficiently and effectively. I'm also learning how to use the NECAN tools more efficiently and effectively. I want to introduce a minimum of 10 people to NECAN, and I want 5 new auditships and new customers as well. And I want 2 business builders by the end of the 90 days.
And I really, Karen, I don't know how to appeal to your senses. I need to get you to defect from Robert and Ruth Lowe's organization and come underneath me. How do we do that?
You're going to have to talk to me about that one.
No, not going to happen. I owe Ruth the world, because as I was explaining to one of our newest members, we got to be in Team Kaizen because of Ruth. I would have totally missed it. So, and that's a whole other story for another time. Karen, you did just pull off Club Ki, right? Correct?
Yes, I did. In fact, I surpassed Club Ki. I have an extra 820 points for whatever quarter I would need it for, or for Team Kaizen, should I get to that point at the end of the year.
Okay. So you're just kind of an overachiever.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess if
you look at all of my credentials, I think probably you're right.
You're still trying to figure out what you want to do when you grow up, huh?
I just keep adding things because I have so many interests that I just want to do them all.
Yeah, I get it. Trust me. Okay, I think we're up
Hello?
To about 15 or 16
yeah.
people who have shared, so keep going.
Dan?
Oh, this is...
Yes.
Dan, this is Elaine Matthews in Pennsylvania. I'm in Western
Go ahead,
Pennsylvania.
Elaine.
Hi, folks. I'm in Western Pennsylvania. I'm retired from the Pennsylvania Turnpike as a toll collector. I used to work in accounting and love being with my grandchildren out here in Western Pennsylvania. My goals, I wrote down that I want to, I'm getting my list here so that I have it right, I guess. I want to call, text, email 5 people a day, 5 days a week. Each Friday, I want to get a NECAN paycheck. I want to qualify for silver, at the 1500 PGV and 4000 OV starting in April and continue on. I want to win Club Ki. And I want to find 4 new auditorship customers, hopefully, and work towards 1 a week. That's so far what I wrote down.
Yeah, I'm thinking those goals are pretty weak there, Elaine. I don't know. I'm just kidding. That, Elaine, you're another one of those people that when I first met you, I thought, holy smokes, if I could just hang around someone like Elaine, maybe some of her tenacity will rub off, because your story. And again, for those of you who don't know some of these voices that you're hearing and these names, you're going to get to know them when we share our elevator pitches, our elevator speeches, because what we're doing tonight is almost synonymous of that. And I think that's what, week 5 or 6. And again, some of these goals are all over the page. Most of them are focused on being customer centric, which is what they should be focused on. When you get to hear the stories of what brought us to where we're at, NECAN, then I'm hoping it's going to be a special, and I don't even know if we'll be able to get them all in one call. We probably won't. But I'll make sure they're recorded so you can actually use them as a prospecting tool. and say, hey, man, I heard a bunch of people's stories all crammed into one conference call. And Elaine's got a powerful, powerful story, as we all do. So thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Vance. Proud to be here. Number four for me.
Hey, anybody else want to share?
Yes, this is Vance. Am I unmuted now?
Okay, Vera and then the one who just asked if they were unmuted. So, Vera, go ahead. Name, rank, serial number.
Okay, this is my third ICANN attitude course, and I am from Oregon. I am independent wellness consultant with NICAN, and my goal is staying healthy, successful, and happy, and follow up, and focus. Those are my goals.
Thank you, Vera.
Okay. May I be next?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm new. This is Carol Ann Mabel. And I wrote out my goals. They turned into a sentence. So it might sound like affirmations or whatever, but I'll just read it out. I easily make lots of new friends and contacts by communicating through my recently acquired HAM, which is amateur radio operator license, and I provide new opportunities for wellness through placing NICAN product solutions with friends and contacts. That's it. It's Carol Ann Mabel. I'm from California, South Orange County, halfway in between Disneyland and Mission San Juan Capistrano. And I'm a retired financial advisor. I did that for over 20 years. And let's see what else was on your list. Thanks.
I did the original
ICANN with William and Mike DiMuccio and Marty, and that was quite a few years ago. So when Vance mentioned this, it just sounded ideal, because you know how the mind kind of, you lose your sharpness. I need to keep doing things and repeating things. That's about it.
Thank you, Carol Ann. And by the way, Carol Ann told me today when we spoke for the very first time, she lives in a, what did you say? It was like 7,500 square foot home that sleeps, I think, 18 or 19 comfortably with 8 full bathrooms. So being that she's so close proximity to Disneyland, we are all going to celebrate our achievement there in June. Actually, a 4th of July celebration.
Oh, wonderful.
Right, Caroline?
Wonderful. It'll be potluck, too. You just be sure to bring your potluck. But, yeah.
Carol Ann, it's great to have you on board. It's great to have you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. There's a few more.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Pat Kelly.
Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. I've been in NICAN for 24 years. I'm 79 years old from Gary, Indiana. And my focus will be, I will do what needs to be done as it needs doing, since I have a PhD in procrastination so far. Anyway, I will complete my life cycle plan by next week. I dropped 5 pounds of fat and gained 3 pounds of muscle. And I will make new goals by next week once I have my life planner done.
Oh, my goodness, Pat, I love you. I just absolutely love you. You're another one of those type of people that Stacy and I put on like when we grow up, we want to be just like you. Oh my goodness. Yeah. And if you've never been to Layton, Utah, you need to go and have that experience with Pat Kelly. Oh man, that made it so much more fun, I tell you.
Bless your heart.
Even walking for miles in the cold to get Mexican food. Oh, by the way, Pat, I didn't tell you, a little commentary. There's a brand new Mexican restaurant right next to the Home 2 Suites Hotel. It's literally, you walk across
no
the
kidding.
Parking lot. You don't have to get
no
out of the
kidding.
You don't have to. No kidding. And the food is not fantastic, but it's really good, and the prices are out of this world. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I might have overdone it. I might have overdone it and eating three out of my meals there, three of the five or whatever. Yeah. So.
Oh, wow.
Anyways. Yeah. Thank you, Pat.
I think I
Anybody
retired this week also.
Oh, did you? Oh, did you share with the group what you retired from, what your occupation is?
Oh, I'm an occupational therapist. I do home care. And I discharged one patient discharged me, and the other patient I discharged, she was 97 with dementia. But I was worried with this corona thing, I didn't know if I could be a carrier, because you couldn't do it without symptoms. I didn't want to bring her any trouble. So those were my last two patients, and I thought, I think I'll take the month off. I might even retire. You never know.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And by the way, those of you who are brand new, one of my suggestions was to listen to lesson 12, which is a 14-minute overview of the whole program. And if you listened to that, then you would have heard Pat Kelly share a testimony. So anyways, a little more added commentary.
Hi, this is Catherine Tobish from Santa Cruz, California. And
oh my goodness, hang on a second, Catherine. I gotta grab my defibrillator. My heart just skipped a beat. This is awesome. Thank you.
I've been with ICANN multiple times. I'm not exactly sure how many. And I want to thank you and Lucretia Dodd for Lucretia has been my business buddy, and I have been a somewhat slow to get on board with all of it. I'm easily distracted by the sound of rustling papers. Anyway, one of the things that I need to complete before I can really dive into the whole ICANN goal set, which I have them, I'll let you know what they are in a minute. I have been the Division A director in Toastmasters in District 101, and I have 23 clubs and 3 spring contests, all of which are migrating online on using Zoom or video conferencing. And so I just have a lot of demands on my time to help people navigate that switch to virtual to a virtual meeting. My NECAN goals are to continue to work on my elevator speech, to work on being more fluent with the 5 pillars and helping people identify which of their pillars need strengthening, so that it's an introduction to them about NECAN wellness and a way for them to see where they want to focus. And I also want to re-up as a consultant. I have been intending to do that, and I've just had so many other demands on my time that I haven't done it yet. So thank you, Vance, and thank you, Lucretia.
So, Catherine, did I hear you correctly? You need to re-up your NECAN distributorship?
Yes, I do.
So you're looking for a sponsor?
I was getting ready to have that be with Lucretia, and then
Oh no, that's a bad plan. You want to go with Vance. No, no, you. No, I'm just
no,
kidding.
That's not a bad plan, Van.
Oh dear. Now we're gonna have a new kind of three-way. Never mind. Yeah.
Oh no, this is fantastic. And again, wow, you also have a lot of spare time between like midnight and
that's
5
right.
a.m.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Just,
okay.
Yeah, way over the top. So.
Wow, wow. No, again, I remember Toastmasters from a few decades ago, so I know exactly what you're talking about. That is a huge, huge task. So, wonderful. Okay, folks, we are, if we've missed some people because you haven't spoken up, I know there's probably a couple. I'm looking at the list that I had. Sandra, Larry, Gail, Debbie, those are the only four that were on my list. If you're on, speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, so I've made note of this, so I will have those share next week because you're going to want to hear a little bit about them. And closing thoughts are this. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't share mine. Eek. So sorry. And what I did with mine, I'm not going to explain. I think you all you folks are smart enough to figure out. I put mine using the five pillars of wellness as my format. And here they are. My name is Vance Rogers. I live in Corbett, Oregon, which is just outside of Portland. My occupation changes daily. 'Cause I can. Linda Morse gave me permission a few years ago, if it's legal, say yes to life. So, but the truth be told, I am a third generation sheet metal business owner. My brother and I own and operate Columbia Sheet Metal, which our grandfather started just a few years ago. We're fairly new. It was incorporated September 9th, 1960. So this year we will be celebrating 60 years doing business. But again, we're fairly new. We're just trying to figure it out. And we have way more fun playing on other people's roofs than we should. My goals, I'm daily disciplining my body for maximum output. Two, I have eliminated the words, I'll get to that later, from my vocabulary. Three, I have mastered Billy Graham's 100% focus in every conversation. Four, I've implemented the daily and weekly habits to achieve the 1,000, 10,000, and 100,000 monthly benchmarks. Five, I am the best B&B lieutenant that Corbett Fire Department has ever had since its inception in 1949. So that's mine. I got to share with you Doug's. And again, he'll be with us in 2 weeks. Great, great couple. Works for Home Depot right now. And they have granted him 160 hours paid leave because of his age. They don't want him getting exposed to COVID. So he's going to take that the Tuesday after Easter. And so you will hear from him live. And I want to thank all of you, everybody. Number one, for enduring the length of the call this evening. Number two, for being so proactive. Again, I'm looking at the list. And like I said, everybody except for four on my list shared. So you people are awesome. You definitely did not adopt the Gene Brock mentality of being shy, because that's selfish. And there's a couple other things that we'll cover in the future, but I really, really, really do want to remind you, please, if you haven't texted or emailed your goals to me, please get that done before next week. And the sooner you get them to me, the easier it is for me to process them, get them all into one document. If you've not seen the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks portraying Fred Rogers, the late Fred Rogers, I do take these goals seriously. I will And if you're offended by this, well, you need to get over it. But I will be, during the next 12 weeks, be praying God's favor into your life. And if you don't want his favor, well, then I'm sorry, because I'm going to do it anyways. And I'm going to be praying and reading over your goals. And I'm going to even tweak them and put them into a past tense form so that they will have already been achieved. So I hope that's okay. And if you want to tweak them, those of you who have already sent them to me, knock yourself out. Won't bother me a bit, because I'll just put them back into my format. And then secondly, please be proactive and be ready to share. Not everybody will get to share every single Thursday night, because a lot of us will be ready to share, but somebody will have already said exactly what we wanted to say. So you can just say, hey, you know, it's Elaine, ditto what Lucretia said. That'll work. Okay? That means we got the message loud and clear that what she shared was exactly what you were going to share. Because, again, for the sake of time, we will have the business buddies assigned. Some of you have already got a business buddy from times past. If you want to keep that person, let me know. Most of you I've already talked to about that. But for those of you who are brand new, or this is your first time, or you're re-upping or whatever, if you have a preference, please let me know. It'll make it a lot easier, because there is kind of a psychological process that I use to fit you with the what I feel is the best person. And some of you know the algorithm that I use, so please don't spoil the surprise. And let's see. I think that's it. So thank you again. Thank you all. Again, thank you all for being so proactive. Okay? Because you learned how to drive this new conference call system. All right? We're all learning how to adapt. And I think that's it. So have a great evening, what's left of it. Again, I apologize for those of you on the East Coast. We cut into some of your sleeping time. And I look forward to talking. Oh, homework assignment. Almost forgot. ICANN Attitude Development Course is on SaturdayAMLive.com. Okay, SaturdayAMLive.com. All 12 lessons are there. The homework for this week is super easy. Super easy. Okay? It's not going to get any easier than this. You'll only have to listen or read the lesson, you only have to listen to the lesson once. Lesson number one, the audio play, Live with Marty. You scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see it. It says Live with Marty. Listen to it. All you got to do is listen to it once. That's it. So between now and next Thursday, just once. Here's the key, though. You need to download and print lesson one, or what we call affectionately the ICANN mantra. And if you don't have it, let me know, and I can get it to you. And so it'll be super small print in your phone, but you should be able to download and print it, or get it into your phone, or get it into whatever device you want to use. You need to, starting tomorrow morning, read or recite. Some of us have it memorized. You need to read or recite that out loud in your outdoor voice. Drive your family nuts when you do this. I'm begging you. Read it out loud 5 times daily. That will be our discussion next week. We want to hear what the ICANN mantra did for you and to you. But again, 5 times each day. 5 times. You can do it. All right? That's the homework assignment. We're all on the same page. We're all in this together. And my final thought is, thank you again. I am so thrilled to be growing with all of you. And I cannot wait to celebrate everything that we're going to achieve in the next 12 weeks. If you have any questions at all, please reach out to somebody or reach out to me. Don't wait until next Thursday and say, I couldn't find the lesson. Where was Saturday Saturday Night Live. I went there on the NBC link and I couldn't find, no, Saturday AM Live is the website. ICANN Attitude is the tab you're looking for. ICANN Attitude Development Course. It's right there. Unless Steve moves it. But it's there. Trust me. I looked this morning. It was there this morning. And again, if there's anything I can do on my end, don't hesitate to reach out. I also learned from Luis Kasuga in Layton to set some parameters. So Monday through Saturday, I am available from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, no. Call somebody else. All right? You might be able to text me, but those are my working hours, my playing hours with Niken, 6 a.m. West Coast time to 9 p.m. If you call after that, I won't answer, more than likely. But those are my playing hours to play Niken with you, and hang on to your hats, folks, because it's going to be a fun ride. So thank you again, everybody. Let's see if I can